Now, Lord, we're thankful that we can be again together on this occasion.
很感恩啊，我们在这个时候又可以聚在一起。
And we just pray that you'll bless us as we undertake our study tonight.
主，我们的祈求就是当我们开始学习的时候，您今天晚上祝福我们。
We pray that you will give Eric clarity of expression and the understanding to present the truth as it is in Scripture.
主，我们祈求您能够让Eric讲解的时候能够清楚明白，让我们能够理解圣经里的真理。
And we pray at the same time, Lord, that you'll bless us as we listen. We pray that we will be able to understand and to apply these truths.
我们为自己的祈求就是让我们能听的时候能够明白并能够把这些真理应用在我们自己的生活中。
So we commit each one to you and those who may be joining in the next few minutes, bless us each one we pray.
我们把现在参加的每一个弟兄姐妹交在你的手中，也把等一会儿会连进来的弟兄姐妹也交在你的手中，求你祝福我们每一个人。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们这样的感恩是奉耶稣的名。Amen. Amen.
Well, good evening to those in North America or in Canada in particular. And to those in China, we give you a very warm welcome. And the Lord's blessing be upon us this evening.
我们向这个在温哥华，在加拿大的这个弟兄姐妹们问好，也特别的问候在国内的弟兄姐妹们，愿主大大的祝福你们。
Now, we've been looking at the dispensations that we find in Scripture.
我们一直在看就是圣经里面给我们展示的不同的时代。
We're told in the New Testament to study or to be very diligent to make ourselves approved to God, workmen that are not ashamed.
然后圣经教导我们要殷勤地学习圣经。
And that is, we need to rightly divide the word of truth.
那这就需要我们能够按照正义分解神的真理。
Now, all the word of God is written for us.
所有神的话呢，都是为我们写的。
But all of the scripture is not necessarily written to us.
但是不是所有的圣经里的每一个内容呢，每一句话呢，都是直接写给我们的。
God at different times has administered the world in different ways.
在不同的时期呢，神是用不同的方式来使用他的话语的。
There are times and seasons in Scripture, and there are dispensations, different dispensations.
因为在圣经里面有不同的年份、不同的时期、不同的时代。
Now we've been looking at the seven very distinctive dispensations going from eternity past through time until eternity future.
我们一直在学习的就是从这永恒的过去，然后经过这个有限的时空，一直到永恒的将来的中间的这个清楚划分出来的七个时代。
Dispensation is really just a stewardship, a certain responsibility that has been given to mankind and under new conditions.
时代呢，就是在不同的时期，神给人的不同的责任，或者说管家的职分。
For instance, in the Garden of Eden, that was one dispensation, and it was totally different from the dispensation that followed.
那比如说在亚当夏娃他们在伊甸园的这个时期呢，是和后面的这个。
Now, there are certain characteristics of each of these dispensations.
嗯，那每一个时代呢，都有七个特征。
First of all, God gives man some responsibility.
嗯，那首先呢，人就是给人一些特定的责任。
And after this, man is tested whether he will obey God's requirements or not.
嗯，然后神给了人责任以后呢，神就会给人一个测试，一个试验，看人愿不愿意，能不能遵守神的这个命令。
And after each test, we find man fails.
那在每一个试验测试之后呢，我们都会发现人都失败了。
And that just proves the weakness of man in the flesh.
这就证明了人在肉身里面的软弱。
And after a failure, then God must judge.
那因为人的失败呢，神就必须要审判。
Because he's a God of righteousness.
嗯，因为这是根据神的公义而来的。
But he's also a God of grace. And after each failure with man, God in grace begins a new dispensation.
那神不仅是个公义的神呢，他也是有恩典的神，所以在每次审判之后呢，神都会赐下新的恩典，开启一个新的时代，让人类历史可以往前继续，也因此就给了人新的责任。
And of course, all this is leading progressively to the revealing of the perfect man who will never fail.
嗯，但整个过程呢，都是逐渐的，引向就是那个完美的人，就是圣子耶稣基督，他是永远不会失败的。
Now, if you would put up on the screen, please,
okay.
Yeah, Ling, our chart of the dispensations for a moment.
Okay.这就是我们这张表啊，就是七个时代的表。
We've already looked at the first three dispensations.
嗯，我们已经学习了前三个时代了。
The first dispensation, there man had free will to choose.
嗯，在第一个时代呢，人有自由意志可以来选择。
He failed and chose to disobey God and eat of the fruit that was forbidden.
但是他选择了他背逆神的命令，去吃了这个神不让他吃的树上的果子，他失败了。
And so man was thrust out of the garden, and he was given a conscience to that conscience which the knowledge of good and evil is the basis of our conscience. We have an innate understanding of good and evil within us.
然后人呢就被从伊甸园赶出去了随着他而来的呢是他吃了这个善恶树的果子以后得着的这个分别善恶的知识那这个呢就是他良知的基础就他现在知道什么是对的什么是错的了
And when man knew not to murder but he violated his conscience and we find at the end of the secondDispensation that the whole world was filled with violence.
嗯，那人呢知道不应该杀人，但是呢他还是去选择去杀人，他违反了违背了这个良知的带领，所以到第二个时代结束的时候呢，整个全地都充满了这个凶杀和暴力。
God had to destroy the world because of its corruption.
嗯，那因为这个全地的败坏啊，那神就必须要毁灭这个人类，毁灭地了。
And he saved one man and his family.
嗯，但是他救了一个人以及他的全家，就是挪亚一家。
Only eight were saved.
嗯，只有八个人得救了。
So when Noah comes out of the ark, Noah is the head of a new race, a new beginning.
嗯，当挪亚走出方舟的时候呢，他就开始了一个新的时代，一个新的开始。他是这个新时代的头。
And he's given the basis for human government.
嗯，那神呢，就是让他有了这个建立人的地上人的政府的这个基础。
Man is to form government to punish evil.
嗯，人呢可以通过建立政府来惩罚邪恶。
But there we see personal failure. Noah came out of the ark, and then he began to grow grapes. He made wine. He was drunk and demonstrated that he couldn't control himself, let alone other men.
然后我们就看到了挪亚个人的失败，他种了一个葡萄园，收了葡萄，然后酿了酒，他喝了酒以后呢，就赤身露体，所以这个证明就是挪亚他自己都管理不了自己，何况他去管理别人呢？所以挪亚失败了。
Then we find that not only individually, but the whole society disobeyed God's command to spread abroad and to fill the earth.But they congregated together to build a city in disobedience to God.
而且不仅我们看到了挪亚个人的失败，也看到了这个全社会作为一个整体啊，他们违背了神让他们生养众多，遍满全地，分散到全地的这个命令。相反，他们背逆神，聚集在一起，建造了一个城和一个塔。
So the test failed, and God had to bring judgment.
那这个人在这次的考试当中又失败了，所以神必须带下审判。
So he confuses their languages.
那这个审判呢，就是神变乱了他们的语言。
And they're forced to separate and to go all over the world.
他们就被迫呢要分开来，走到世界各地去。
But they had begun to worship idols in the city of Babel.
他们是从这个巴别这个城市开始呢，就开始拜偶像了。
And they carried their idolatry with them all over the world.
他们就把他们的，同时他们把他们偶像啊带到全世界的各地去。
So if you're an archaeologist, you can study the various civilizations that have spread over the world, and they all have one thing in common, and that is their astrology and their idolatry.
如果你是对考古感兴趣的话呢，你可以去考察这个世界各地的这个考古发现，你发现他们都有一个共同的特点，就是他们都研究占星术以及都拜偶像。
So that all the nations then were corrupted by idolatry.
所以呢，当时世界的各国各族啊，都因为拜偶像而败坏了。
But God never leaves himself without a witness.
但是神从来不给自己留下为他做见证的人。
And there were individuals that lived in those ancient times.
在这个古时哈，在这个古代的时候呢，还是会有一些个别的人。
And these individuals were those that had not bowed their knees to idols, but had knowledge and worship of the true and living God.
那这些人呢，这些个别的人呢，他们没有向偶像屈膝，他们还是保有了对那独一的真神的认识。
We have Abraham, first of all.
那我首先呢，我们就看到有亚伯拉罕这个人。
The God of glory appeared to him.
然后荣耀的神呢，向他显现。
And told him to leave those idolatrous, the idolatrous city that he lived in.
然后神就告诉他呢，要离开那个拜偶像的，他所居住那个拜偶像的城。
But there were other men like Melchizedek.
还有其他的人，比如说麦基洗德。
When Abraham came into the land, there was a man who was a king of Salem, named Melchizedek, who was a worshipper of the Most High God.
我们都知道，当亚伯拉罕打胜了仗回来以后呢，是麦基洗德迎接他。麦基洗德呢？当时是撒冷王，他也是那个至高神的祭司。
Job and his friends, they lived during that era.
还有呢，就是在同一时代还生活着约伯和他的几个朋友。
And so there were individuals that still retained the knowledge of the one true God and worshipped him.
所以还是有一些个别的人呢，他们保持了对独一真神的认识，并敬拜他。
And we must never forget that there's a promise that was made right in the Garden of Eden. That was the seed of the woman would destroy the serpent's head.
我们不要忘记啊，从在伊甸园里面一开始，神就给了这样的一个应许，就是将来有女人的后裔啊，她会击伤这个蛇的头。
That is a promise of a coming deliverer who would destroy the enemy of God and man.
那这个应许就告诉我们将来呢会有这样的一个救赎主来，他会击败神和人共同的敌人撒旦。
And down through the years, Satan has attacked that line of the seed of the woman.
那在这个历史上的整个过程中，这个撒旦呢都一直都在攻击这个女人后裔的这支血脉。
That line was preserved through the line of Seth, who replaced Abel.
那这条血脉呢是由那个代替亚伯的那个赛特开始的。
That line went through Noah and then to his sons.
然后又传到了挪亚，然后就传到挪亚的儿子们。
But it narrowed down to one son's to Seth.
然后虽然挪亚有三个儿子呢，但这个血脉呢只传了这个单一的这个血脉，就是闪的后代。
So the line of Seth went down all the way down to Abram.
然后这个闪的后代呢，一代一代一直传到亚伯拉罕。
And God makes a new beginning now, because the whole world had fallen into idolatry.
既然这个全地呢都已经陷到了拜偶像当中，所以神现在要开始一个新的时期了。
Turn again to Joshua chapter 24.
我们再翻到约书亚记的24章。
This is Joshua's account, his farewell address to the nation before he dies.
这个是在约书亚临死之前呢，向这个全以色列民族做的最后的遗言。
And he's recounting the history of their nation.
他回顾了他们这个民族的历史。
How that the whole world had fallen into idolatry, and then their father, the father of the nation, Abraham was called.
他回顾了当以前的这个全地是怎样都陷在拜偶像当中，以及他们自己的祖先的父亲，他也是拜了偶像的。
Joshua 24 and verse 2.
我们看约书亚记的24章的二节。
And Joshua said to all the people, Thus says the Lord God of Israel, Your fathers, including Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor, dwelt on the other side of the river in old times, and they served other gods.
约书亚对众民说，耶和华以色列的神如此说，古时你们的列祖就是亚伯拉罕和拿赫的父亲他拉，住在大河那边侍奉别神。
So the line of the coming Messiah was very narrow. It narrowed down to one man, Abram.
所以这个弥赛亚的血脉已经变得越来越细了，一直细到只有一个人了，就是亚伯拉罕。
Even Terah, Abram's father,was a worshipper of idols.
因为甚至亚伯拉罕的父亲他拉，他都是拜偶像的人。
Then in verse 3 it says, Then I took your father Abraham from the other side of the river and led him throughout all the land of Canaan and multiplied his descendants and gave him Isaac. And to Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau and so on.
我们再看第三节和第四节。我将你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕从大河那边带来，领他走进迦南全地，又使他的子孙众多，把以撒赐给他，又把雅各和以扫赐给以撒，等等等等。
And so this new dispensation of promise begins with the call of Abraham, and it extends all the way through to the giving of the law of Moses.
所以这个应许时代呢是从呼召亚伯拉罕这个人离开这个乌尔开始的，一直延续到在摩西的时代赐给摩西律法。
And you can, the name of this dispensation is the dispensation of promise.
我们看这个时代的这个名字就是应许时代。
These,Promises that were given to Abraham and to his seed.
那这个应许呢是给亚伯拉罕以及他的后裔的。
Now turn with me to Genesis chapter 12.
我们现在翻到创世纪的十二章。
Then we'll read the first seven verses of the 12th chapter.
我们读这个十二章的前七节。Eric, do you still need the chart?
No, you can put the chart down. Thank you. Now the Lord had said to Abram, Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great.And you shall be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Then Abram took Sarah, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all the possessions that they had gathered, and the people whom they had acquired in Haran. And they departed to go to the land of Canaan. So they came to the land of Canaan. And Abram passed through the land to the place of Shechem, as far as the terebinth tree of Moreh. And the Canaanites were then in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said,To your descendants I will give this land. And there he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him.
创世纪十二章一到七节，耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族父家，往我所要指示你的地去。我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的我必赐福于他，那咒诅你的我必咒诅他，地上的万族都要因你得福。亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了，罗德也和他同去。亚伯兰出哈兰的时候年75岁，亚伯兰将他妻子撒来和侄儿罗德，连他们在哈兰所积蓄的财物，所得的人口，都带往迦南地去。他们就到了迦南地。亚伯兰经过那地，到了示剑地方摩利橡树那里，那时迦南人住在那地，耶和华向亚伯兰显现说，我要把这地赐给你的后裔。亚伯兰就在那里为向他显现的耶和华筑了一座坛。
Thank you. So notice that there's a new responsibility for Abram.
我们在这里注意到亚伯兰得到了一个新的责任。
Abram, God was going to make of Abram a new nation.He had put aside all the other nations. The previous dispensation was the dispensation of government. But all those countries and nations and governments, he was going to just leave. And he was going to form a new one.
所以神呢是要从亚伯拉罕这一个人里面发展出一个民族一个国家。神在这个上一个时代，在这个人质的时代呢，虽然有很多的民族，很多的政府，很多的国家，但是神现在都把他们放到了一边，他要有一个新的开始。
So he tell the first thing he tells Abram is that I want you not to be a citizen of any of those countries.
所以神告诉亚伯兰的第一件事呢，就是我不希望你成为这些国家的民族的任何一个民族中的一员，不能成为他们的国民。
That's the responsibility that was given to Abraham.
那这个是给亚伯拉罕的一个责任。
Abraham was not to mix with any of the other countries.
也就是说亚伯兰不能和任何一个国家的国民混杂在一起。
And then, having fulfilled that responsibility, we read in verse 4, So Abraham departed, as the Lord had spoken to him.
那亚伯兰呢，就遵照神给他的这个责任呢，去行了。就是第四节写到的，亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了。
But the reason this dispensation is called the dispensation of promise is because God made...unconditional promises based on obedience to Abraham.
那这个时代之所以叫应许时代，是因为神因着亚伯拉罕的这个顺服啊，就给他了一个无条件的应许。
The first one in there we read that he's to leave to go to a land.
那首先呢，他就是要到一个跟着神呢，到神带领他去的一个地方。
He says, and then he says, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. You shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
然后神说，我必叫你成为大国，必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福与他，那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他，地上的万族都要因你得福。
Now those promises that God made to Abraham were unconditional.
那这些神给亚伯拉罕的应许呢，是无条件的。
And, but he must leave his country, very important.
但是很重要的一点是他必须离开他原来的国家。
Because God had a country that he was going to give Abraham.
因为神有一个国家要他要赐给亚伯拉罕。
So Abraham departed as we read. And then in chapter 15 and verse 6, turn there with me.
然后我们就读到亚伯拉罕就按照神的吩咐走了。我们现在翻到这个15章。
And here we read about the faith of Abraham and his justification.
在这里我们读到亚伯拉罕的这个信啊，以及他的称义。
So in verse 6 we read, and he believed in the Lord, and he, the Lord, accounted it to him for righteousness.
我们读这个十五章的第六节，亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
Abram then was justified, declared righteous, simply by faith.
所以在这里我们看到亚伯拉罕被神称义，单单就是因着他的信心。
So he becomes, as it were, the father of the faithful.
所以他是从此就成了信心之父。
The great example, of those that have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. And have been justified by him.
他就成了我们这一切信靠耶稣基督作为救主并被他称义之人的楷模。
Now, turn with me to Galatians chapter 3 in the New Testament.
新约的加拉太书的三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书三章。
Verses 6 and 7.
六节和七节。
This is Paul's commentary, using it as an example to the Galatians.
这个是保罗举的一个例子啊，他用这个例子来跟加拉太教会的人来解释的。
The Galatians were in danger of going back, slipping, backsliding into works to be justified by God.
因为加拉太教会的信徒他们正有一个危险，就要后退倒退回要靠行为称义的这个错误当中去了。
So we read in verse 6, just as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness, therefore know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham.
正如亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义，所以你们要知道，那以信为本的人就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
In Romans chapter 5 and verse 1.
我们再翻到罗马书的五章一节。
We read there in Romans chapter 5 and verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
罗马书五章一节。我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
So Abraham, who believed God, God counted that righteousness to him.
亚伯拉罕因为信神，所以神就把就称他为义，就把这个义算在了他的头上。
And so He becomes the great example of faith in Scripture.
所以呢，他就成为圣经里面这个信心的伟大的榜样。
And we too, we can be completely justified from all things through faith in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也是一样，我们也是凭着信心相信主耶稣基督所成就的一切，是因此而被称义的。
And that on the basis of simply believing.
也是基于单单的信心的。
So the promises are made to Abraham affect us today because it's through Abraham came the seed that would justify the whole world by his one great sacrifice.
所以神给亚伯拉罕的应许啊，今天也依然影响我们，因为是从亚伯拉罕才出了这个他的这个这个后裔啊，能做成这个救恩的，使所有的地上的人都因着信他可以称义的。那个后裔是从亚伯拉罕而出的。
Now please turn back with me to Genesis 12. We'd like to go over the promises that were made to Abraham a little more closely.
好，我们再翻回创世纪的十二章，我们再来仔细看一下神给亚伯拉罕的这个应许。
Genesis chapter 12 again.
创世纪十二章。
First of all, God says to him, I want you to go to a land that I'm going to show you. Verse 1.
首先在第一节我们看到神说你要往我所指示你的地去。
And as the Lord deals with Abram through his life and later he calls him Abraham, he enlarges the idea of the land and gives us more detail.
那随着神在亚伯兰的生命里面做工啊，后来他把亚伯兰改名为亚伯拉罕，所以慢慢的也让我们更多的知道这个地的更广阔的含义，它的细节。
So I hope you have your Bibles because I'd like to look at various scriptures. We'll turn them up one after the other to show how these promises made to Abraham were enlarged.And confirmed by a covenant and an oath.
所以我希望大家手里都有一本圣经啊，因为我们今天呢，我要带大家去翻不同的圣经的这个章节，我们看看神给亚伯拉罕的这个应许，它是怎么样不断的被扩展以及被确认的，在经过神的不同的这个约和这个誓言。
So the first promise is a land for his people.
那首先第一个应许呢，就是给亚伯拉罕他的这个民族呢一块地。
Every nation needs a country, a land.
所以每一个民族呢都需要有一个国土，有一块地。
No, you cannot call yourself a nation unless you occupy some of the land on the earth.
那除非呢你在这个我们这个地球上能够占领一块土地呢，否则你不能说你是一个民族。
But of course, Abraham, he although he lived on the land, he did not own the land.
那亚伯拉罕他虽然生活在那片土地上，但是他并不拥有那片土地。
It wasn't until over 400 years later that finally the children of Israel would enter into the land.
而且一直要等到400年以后啊，他的这个子孙后代才进入了这片应许之地。
That's why the land of Israel is often called the promised land.
所以这就是为什么以色列这块土地经常被称为应许之地。
Because they lived in hope of the promise.
因为他们都一直生活在这个应许的盼望当中的。
Now we too, we are like pilgrims in the world as Christians.
我们也是一样，我们作为基督徒啊，在这地上生活，也都像寄居的朝圣者一样。
We've inherited many, many promises in the scriptures.
我们也从这个圣经里面啊，继承了很多很多的应许。
And those, many of those promises we haven't seen yet.
很多这些应许呢，我们都没有看见。
The Lord Jesus himself said, I go to prepare a place for you.
那比如说主耶稣基督自己说，他说我去为你们预备一个地方。
But we must wait until he comes for us in order to inherit the place that he has prepared.
但是我们必须在这里耐心的等待，直到主再来接我们到那个地方去的时候，那个时候我们才能真正的得着那这个应许的这个地方。
But until then, the promises were only in their hearts, and the children of Israel, from Abraham right through to Moses, they were pilgrims and strangers on the earth.
所以直到他们真正的得到进入那片应许之地之前呢，这个应许呢都只能他们都只能放在他的心里，放在他们的心里一直盼望着。因为从摩西从亚伯拉罕一直到摩西啊，这么多年他们都一直都是在这个地上就是寄居的流浪的人。
And just as the promises made to Abraham were unconditional, they would be completely fulfilled by the Lord, so the promises that we have are unconditional upon trusting, in obedience, in faith. We trust the Lord Jesus, and those promises are all ours.
那就像神给亚伯拉罕的应许是无条件的，所以他注定一定会应验一样。所以神因着我们信靠耶稣基督，因着我们的顺服，也会把他所答应给我们的一切的应许，最后都会实现，都会给我们的。
Now, some Bible teachers today teach that the promises made to Israel don't include the land.
那今天呢有一些圣经的教师啊，他们认为给这个以色列的神给以色列应许呢是不包括这片土地的。
Now I'm going to let you judge because we're going to read some scriptures.
但是呢我想让大家啊自己来判断一下他们这个说法对不对，因为我们现在要读一些圣经了。
And you can judge for yourself whether that land is going to be for Israel.In the future or not?
所以你通过读完这些圣经，你可以自己来做一个结论，自己来判断一下，将来这片土地是不是会给以色列人。
So we read in verse 1 of chapter 12 that God was going to show Abram a land.
我们首先看这个十二章的一节啊，他这里面说要往我所指示你的地去，那英文里面说呢就是这块地呢我要带你去看一下，我给你看一下。
Now turn to the next chapter 13,
我们再看下一章十三章
and verse 14 and 15,
十四节和十五节。
And the Lord said to Abram after Lot had separated from himLift up your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see, I give to you and your descendants forever.
罗德离别亚伯兰以后，耶和华对亚伯兰说，从你所在的地方，你举目向东西南北观看，凡你所看见的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。
Now that forever means, I believe, forever.
这里面说的永远啊，我的理解，我相信就是指永远。
Not until the Christ comes and the promises are replaced to the church.
不是指到了这个基督来了就为止了，然后给亚伯拉罕的应许就给以色列人的这个应许就替换成了教会了，我不这么认为。
Our promises and blessings are heavenly in the heavens.
因为给基督徒的给教会的应许呢是属天的，是在天上的。
God has a plan for Israel and on this earth, and that land is going to be theirs forever.
但是神给以色列人的计划呢是在地上的，是包括这块地的，而且是永远给他们。
Again, turn over to the 17th chapter.
我们再翻到十七章。
And reading from chapter 15.
我们先看十五章。
And reading from verse 18.
十八节。
On the same day that the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, to your descendants I have given this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates, the Kenites, the Kenizzites, the Kadmonites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, and the Rephaim, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Girgashites, and the Jebusites.
18-19节，当那日耶和华与亚伯兰立约说，我已赐给你的后裔，从埃及河直到幼发拉底大河之地，就是基尼人、基尼喜人、亚摩尼人、赫人、比利喜人、利法因人、亚摩利人、迦南人、格加萨人、耶布斯人之地。
So God's promise then is that there, the land he had promised now went from the Euphrates all the way to the river of Egypt.
所以在这里神告诉他亚伯兰他的给他的这个应许之地啊，是从幼发拉底大河一直到埃及河的。
So that would take in all of what is Israel today.
这包括我们现在这个以色列这个国家所在的地方。
Parts of Syria and Lebanon, perhaps.
也包括部分的叙利亚和黎巴嫩。
It's going to be a very large area.
是会是非常大的一片区域。
And at that time, it was occupied by Canaanites.Very wicked nations that God was going to remove from them for their land, become their land.
但那个时候呢，那块地方住的是迦南人，非常邪恶的一些人，神是要把他们除去的，要让亚拉罕的后裔来取代他们住在那里。
Again, look at chapter 17.
我们再看十七章。
And verse 8.
第八节。
Also, I give to you and your descendants after you the land in which you are a stranger, all the land of Canaan as an everlasting possession, and I will be their God.
我要将你现在寄居的地，就是迦南全地，赐给你和你的后裔，永远为业，我也必做他们的神。
So the promises now made to Abraham.Is this large country all in the future?
所以神给亚伯兰的应许啊，是一个很大的国家，但都是在将来才能发生的事。
Now tonight we won't talk about the future, the immediate future of Israel. We're going to take a little more history in the next lesson as well. The reason why they did not inhabit all that land, but.That will be for a future study.
那我们今天呢不会过多的讲就是以色列人的这个历史以及他们的这个短期的这个将来以及他们为什么现在还没有得到这个应许之地。我们讲到下一个时代的时候会涉及一些。
That's the first great promise was a land.
所以我们在刚才查的这些经文告诉我们神给亚伯拉罕的第一个应许就是一块地。
The second was that God was going to make out of Abram a great nation.
那第二个应许呢就是要从亚伯拉罕呢出一个很大国。
Chapter 12 and verse 2.
那就是创世纪十二章的二节。
He says, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who curse you, and I will curse him who curses you.
我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大。你也要叫别人得福，为你祝福的，我必赐福与他。那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。
So now he's going to make him out of Abraham a great nation to fill this great country.That he's promised.
所以神应许从亚伯拉罕呢要出一个很大的国家，而且这个国家呢是充满了他刚才答应赐给亚伯拉罕的这块土地。
Again, these promises are enlarged as God deals with Abraham in his life of pilgrimage.
嗯，那同时呢，这个应许呢，也在神对付亚伯拉罕这个的生命的过程中呢，也把这个含义给扩大了。
In chapter 15,
15章。
No, chapter 13. Sorry, chapter 15 and verse. Verse 13.
15章的13节。
Then he said to Abram, "Know certainly that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and will serve them." Oh, I'm sorry. That's chapter 13 and verse 15. My apology.
13章的15节.
Chapter 13 and verse 15. Verse 16.
16节. 15节, 刚才我们读过了, 关于那个地的, 我们先读16节.
And I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if a man could number the dust of the earth, then your descendants also could be numbered.
嗯，我也要使你的后裔如同地上的尘沙那样多，人若能数算地上的尘沙，才能数算你的后裔。
Then over to chapter 17, please.
再翻到17章。
And verse 5.
第5节。
No longer. Now Abram gets a name change because he's going to be a great nation, so God gives him an appropriate name.
嗯，第五节呢，就亚伯拉罕就被神改名了，因为他马上要成为一个很大族的这个父了，所以神呢要给他改一个合适的名字。
No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham.For I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings shall come from you, and I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you in their generations for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and your descendants after you.
嗯，第五节到第七节，从此以后你的名不再叫亚伯兰，要叫亚伯拉罕，因为我已立你做多国的父，我必使你的后裔极其繁多，国度从你而立，君王从你而出，我要与你并你世世代代的后裔坚立我的约，做永远的约，是要做你和你后裔的神。
So God is going to make of him a great nation, and other nations will come, new nations will come out of Abraham.
所以神不仅要从亚伯拉罕出一个大国，而且很多新的民族要从亚伯拉罕出来。
And not only that, but he has made an everlasting covenant with Abraham and his descendants.
不仅如此，神还跟亚伯拉罕立和他的后裔立了永远的约。
And it's from this nation that God preserves the line of the seed.
那在这个民族中呢，神保守了这个女人的后裔的这个血脉。
That is the seed of the woman.
那就是女人的后裔的这一支。
Let's turn with me to Galatians chapter 3 again.
你再翻到加拉太书的三章。
Galatians chapter 3. And verse 16.
16节.
Now, to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He does not say, and to seeds, as of many, but as of one.And to your seed, he says. And Paul interprets it now. He says that seed is Christ.
所应许的原是向亚伯拉罕和他子孙说的。神并不是说众子孙，指着许多人，乃是说你那一个子孙。在这里保罗解释说，那一个子孙就是指着一个人，就是指着一个人，就是基督。
And it was to Abraham that the Lord promised that the deliverer would come, your seed, the Christ, the deliverer of man.
也就是说，神应许亚伯拉罕，从你会有那个救主，就是那个应许的那个救赎主会从你而出。
So the line then of the Messiah would come through Abraham.
所以弥赛亚的血脉会从亚伯拉罕出来。
And we get that in Matthew's Gospel, in the opening page of Matthew's Gospel, where we have the genealogy of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus.
那在马太福音的一开始呢，就在讲到主耶稣基督的家谱的时候呢，就提到了这一点。
And that genealogy begins in verse 2 with Abraham.
那这个家谱呢，是从第二节开始数算的。那第一个人的名字呢，就是亚伯拉罕。
And there's the royal genealogy of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
那这个家谱呢，是万王之王、万主之主的这个皇家的家谱。
Now it would be through also because of the seed.Of the seed of the woman, that all the families of the earth would be blessed. Now, go back to Genesis 12 again.
那不仅如此啊，我们再回到创世纪的十二章，而且借着这个女人的后裔啊，就是亚伯拉罕的这个单一的这个子孙的这个单个的这个子孙呢，万族都要因此得福。
Again, verse 3.
第三节，十二章三。
I will bless those who bless you. I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
为你祝福的我必赐福与他，那咒诅你的我必咒诅他，地上的万族都要因你得福。
That's a wonderful promise. Turn again now to Genesis chapter 22.
这是一个非常美好的祝福。我们再看创世纪的二十二章。
And verse 18.
18节。
In your seed, that is singular. This is the verse that Paul is quoting in the book of Galatians.
他说，并且地上万国都必因你的后裔。这个后裔是个单数的，就是刚才在加拉太书里面保罗指的那个单个的那个子孙而言的，就是指耶稣基督。因他得福。
In your seed, he says, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice.
并且地上万国都必因你的那个后裔，你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。
So those promises, now they're now extended to all those nations that are scattered all over the world.
所以借着这一应许的这一点呢，等于这个祝福就达到了在地上这个分布在世界全地的所有的人，所有的民族。
And when the Lord gave his disciples their commission, he told them to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every person.
所以当主耶稣给他的这个门徒们下达那个大使命的时候，就说你们要到世界各地去啊，把福音传给每一个人，传到地极去。
He says, go therefore. Matthew, well, let's turn there. Matthew chapter 28.
我们现在翻到那个地方，就是马太福音的二十八章。
And verse 18.
十八节开始。
And here is the promise that was made to Abraham fulfilled, that all the earth would be, all the families of the earth would be blessed.
对，给亚伯拉罕的那句应许，地上的万族都要因你得福，是怎么得福呢？是怎么应验的呢？就是在这个地方应验的，就是通过这种方式应验的。
Verse 18, he says, Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
So all those nations that God abandoned to their own idolatry, God in grace now is calling them back to himself through the gospel of our Lord Jesus.
所以这些万民万族本来神是任凭他们让现在这个拜偶像当中的把他们暂时放在一边的，那现在呢通过这个传福音的大使命呢，又把他们重新呼召来进到的他的这个祝福里面了。
Now turn with me back to Genesis.
我们再回到创世纪。
Those promises that were given toAbraham were also repeated to Isaac and to Jacob.
那这给亚伯拉罕的这个应许呢，同时也重复的重申给了以撒，也重申给了雅各。
First of all, to Isaac, chapter 26, Genesis 26.
我们现在先看看这个怎么给以撒的，我们先翻到创世纪的26章。
And verse 3. Dwell in this land. This is he's speaking to Isaac. Isaac was thinking of going down to Egypt because of there's a famine, but God tells him to stay in the land.
这个时候呢，以撒呢，本来他在考虑是不是要去埃及去，因为那个地方他所住的那个地方有饥荒。但这里面神呢向他显现，告诉他不要去。
He says, "Dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants I give all these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father, and I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven."I'll give to your descendants all these lands, and in your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed.
第二节到第四节，耶和华向以撒显现说，你不要下埃及去，要住在我所指示你的地。你寄居在这地，我必与你同在，赐福给你，因为我要将这些地都赐给你和你的后裔。我必坚定我向你父亚伯拉罕所起的誓，我要加增你的后裔，像天上的星那样多，又要将这些地都赐给你的后裔，并且地上万国必因你的后裔得福。
And those blessings came because in verse 5, Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws.
然后神说呢，之所以上面的这些应许赐给你呢，是因为第五节，都因亚伯拉罕听从我的话，遵守我的吩咐和我的命令、律例、法度。
And after Isaac, Jacob, the promises were repeated to him as well.
然后以撒后面呢就是雅各，这个应许呢同样向雅各也重申了一遍。
In chapter 28 of Genesis 28.
创世纪的二十八章
，and verse 13，
十三节
，and behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give it to you and your descendants. Also, your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west and the east, to the north and to the south, and in you.And in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
十三、十四节，耶和华站在梯子以上说，我是耶和华你祖亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神，我要将你现在所躺卧之地赐给你和你的后裔，你的后裔 必像地上的尘沙那样多，必向东西南北开展，地上万族必因你和你的后裔得福。
So those promises, they were given to Abraham at his obedience, and again to Isaac and Jacob.
所以都是因着亚伯拉罕的顺服，所以这些应许呢，赐给了亚伯拉罕，也赐给了以撒和雅各。
And because of those promises made, they are known as, God is known as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, a repeated phrase through the Old Testament.
所以正因为神向他们三个人许下了这样的应许啊，所以在旧约里面呢，反复的出现一个说法，就是神称为亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神和雅各的神，多次出现这样的说法。
Well, there's one more thing I'd like to look at here in Genesis chapter 12.
在创世纪的十二章，我还有一个地方要让大家提醒大家注意的。
Something, rather very important.
其实是很重要的一点。
In verse 7 again.
第七节。
Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, To your descendants I will give this land. And there he built an altar to the Lord.
耶和华向亚伯兰显现说 我要把这地赐给你的后裔。亚伯兰就在那里为向他显现的耶和华筑了一座坛。
This is a very important thing, is that after the fall, each dispensation begins withA reestablishing of the blood sacrifice as the only way to approach God.
所以这个很重要的，为什么说它很重要呢？因为自从人堕落以后啊，在每一个时代人都是要借着献上流血的祭，才重新到达神的面前，接近神，到神的面前去的。
God had told Adam that in the day he ate of that tree, that he would surely die.
神告诉过亚当，你吃那棵树上的果子的日子必定死。
But, and die he did, spiritually. But God provided a sacrifice. He took some animals, and their death, through their death, he was able to clothe Adam and Eve in coats of skins.
他们在属灵的意义上，当时的确是立刻就死了，但是神呢给了他们一个挽救的方法，就是通过杀了一个动物，用他的皮呢遮盖了亚当和夏娃。
And at the beginning of every dispensation, there is a reestablishment of this very important point.
所以在每一个时代的开始啊，都有这样的一个动作，重新修复跟神之间的关系。
And look at Abel, Hebrews chapter 11.
我们先看亚伯在希伯来书的十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 4.
第四节。
By faith.Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testifying of his gifts, and through it, he being dead still speaks.
亚伯因着信献祭与神，比该隐所献的更美，因此便得了称义的见证，就是神指他礼物做的见证。他虽然死了，却因着信仍旧说话。
Abel has been dead 6,000 years.
那在亚伯呢是在6000年前就死了。
But the truth that he enumerated there, or that he, the truth that he displayed when he built an altar and sacrificed of his flock showed that there was only one way that God can be approached, and that's through a blood sacrifice.
但是亚伯呢通过建一个祭坛，在献上这个流血的这个祭，他的这个举动啊，所展示出来的这个真理啊，却始终有效，就是告诉我们，我们只有通过献上这个血祭啊，才能够重新接近神。
And that was right at the very beginning of the second dispensation, the dispensation of conscience.
那亚伯就是这个亚伯献这个羔羊的这个祭，就是在这个第二个时代良知时代的一开始发生的事。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 8.
翻到创世纪的八章。
After the flood, the judgment that fell upon that dispensation, the dispensation of conscience. And Noah steps out into a new world. The first thing he does is he builds an altar.
在第八章里记载呢，当这个良知时代的末期神审判了这个时代，用大洪水审判了这个时代以后呢，挪亚走出这个方舟的这个第一件事呢，就是建立一个祭坛，为向神献祭。
Verse 20.
八章的二十节。
Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar, and the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done.
挪亚为耶和华筑了一座坛，拿各样洁净的牲畜、飞鸟献在坛上为燔祭。耶和华闻那馨香之气，就心里说：我不再因人的缘故咒诅地，也不再按着我才行的灭各种的活物了。
So just as Abel, he obtained witness that he was righteous, not in himself, but that he had sacrificed an animal. A life for a life. That way he could approach unto God righteously.
挪亚和亚伯一样，他也是通过这样的行为呢，做了一件异行。他的这个之所以是个异人呢，不是因为他自己有多好，而是因为他按照神的要求献上了一个动物的祭，以命换命。
So at the beginning of the dispensation of government, Noah builds an altar and reestablishes this vital truth.
所以你看，在这个第三个时代啊，就是这个人质的时代的一开始，挪亚也是建了一座祭坛，也是献上了这个流血的祭，又重新强调了，再次的。
We cannot approach to God in our own selves, with our own good works.
那这个真理就是我们不能凭着自己的好行为到神的面前去。
Noah took those animals and sacrificed them, and God smelt a sweet-smelling savor, aroma.
那挪亚呢是献上了这动物的祭啊，然后神就闻到了这个献祭的香馨香之气。
And that, just as Abel was declared righteous by his sacrifice, God accepted Noah's sacrifice as well.
所以正像亚伯他献的祭啊，为神所悦纳，神喜悦他的祭一样呢，这个挪亚所献的祭呢，也被神所悦纳。
And then Abram builds an altar.
然后现在我们又看到亚伯拉罕也建了一座坛。
Right at the beginning of this dispensation of promise.
也是在这个第四个应许时代的一开始的时候，他也建了一座坛。
And as we look further on, at the beginning of the dispensation, the next dispensation of law, we find that instructions are given as to the tabernacle and the altar there whereby a guilty nation can approach unto God.
然后在我们如果继续学下去的话，看第五个时代律法时代的时候，一开始的时候神就是指示他们怎么建帐幕，怎么建祭坛，让整个民族呢都能够通过这样的一个方式来接近神。
And then in the dispensation of grace in which we're living now, this dispensation began at the cross, where the sacrifice of all sacrifices, the Lord Jesus laid down his life as a means by which we can come to God.
然后我们再看我们现在所处的这个时代，第六个恩典时代。恩典时代是从什么时候开始呢？就是从十字架开始。十字架就是一个献祭的地方，献祭的祭坛，而且是献上的那个所有祭物里面那个最好的这个祭物，是主耶稣基督因着他的献祭，我们才能够到神的面前去。
During the kingdom age, the seventh dispensation, there will be a new temple built, but those sacrifices will be looking back to the great sacrifice that Christ made.
然后在第七个国度时代的时候呢，一开始也会有这个新的圣殿建成，也在这个新的圣殿呢也会献祭，但这个献祭呢是一个回顾的祭，回顾在这个十字架上耶稣基督所成就的。
Now, we also read that Isaac and Jacob, they also made built altars.
我们在圣经里也同样可以读到以撒和雅各，他们也同样建过祭坛。
So now, the responsibility of Abram was to believe the promises of God and to remain in the land of promise.
那现在给亚伯拉罕的责任是什么呢？他就是要相信神给他的应许，并要一直待在这个神赐给他的这块应许之地上。
Now the real test was, would Abram believe God entirely?
那这个真正的测试就是亚伯拉罕真的是完全相信神吗？
He failed in this.In that he tried through fleshly means, natural means, to bring about the blessing of God.
那他从某种意义上说呢，也失败了，因为他想用他自己的肉体的这个方式，用人的方式，能够帮助神实现他的应许。
You see, Abraham and Sarah had a problem.
因为大家都知道亚伯拉罕和萨拉有一个问题，有一个难处。
They didn't have any children.
因为他们还没有孩子。
There was no seed.
还没有后裔。
So, all those promises were wrapped up in Sarah having a child.
所以这些所有的应许的关键的应许的实现的关键的一点就是那个萨拉得有一个儿子，得有一个孩子。
And she was 90 years old, and I think Abraham was 99.
然后呢他已经90岁了，亚伯拉罕已经99岁了。
What were they to do?
那他们应该怎么办呢？
Well, you know the story, Abram tried, first of all, he thought, well, I'll adopt my steward and he can become my son.
那亚伯拉罕他想到的第一个办法呢，就是说我要么我就领养一个儿子，就是这个收养一个儿子，是我的仆人，让他成为我的儿子。
And God said to him, No, Abraham, from your own body, your seed is going to come.
然后神说，不是的，亚伯拉罕，你这个后裔要是你自己亲生的，从你自己的身体里出来才行。
So then Sarah had an idea.
然后呢，这个萨拉又有了一个主意。
She said, I'll give you my handmaid Hagar to be your wife, and you have a child with her, and that'll be the seed.
然后他说那我把我的使女夏甲给你做妻子，然后你从她生一个孩子，那就是你的后裔了。
And of course, no, he said, Sarah's going to give birth to a son.
然后神说不是的，要萨拉自己生一个儿子。
And Sarah was hiding in the tent, and she heard the Lord say that to Abraham, and she couldn't stop laughing.
那这就是当神跟亚伯拉罕说这个话的时候呢，萨拉躲在这个帐篷边上呢，他听到神这样说，他都忍不住笑出来了。
And the Lord said, "No, no, Ishmael, your son of Hagar is not going to be the seed."
然后神说，这夏甲的儿子以实玛利，他不是那个后裔。
Sarah's going to give birth about this time next year.
他说明年这个时候萨拉会生一个儿子。
So, Abraham, he failed to really believe God. He tried in fleshly means.
所以亚伯拉罕呢，他在完全相信神的这一点上呢，他失败了。他还是想用自己人肉体的方法。
And Isaac and Jacob, they failed as well.
那以撒和雅各呢，他们也失败了。
Isaac, he was going to bless Esau, but the Lord had said, no, Esau is not going to be the one. Jacob is going to be the one.
以撒呢本来是想要祝福以扫的，但是神说呢，以扫不是我要祝福的那个，你要祝福雅各。
So Jacob took matters in his own hands with the advice of his mother, and he tricked his father.
然后呢，雅各也是，他要靠自己的办法，他接受了他妈妈的建议呢，他欺骗了他的父亲。
So we see there's a tendency then of unbelief, isn't there, in every one of us. We can't blame Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We are very much like them as well.
所以我们看到啊，这个我们每个人的里面都有那个不幸的那个倾向呢，所以我们不要去责怪亚伯拉罕、雅各和以撒，我们每个人都是这样的，我们都是倾向于不幸的。
Those promises, they were unconditional. It didn't depend on how Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob operated. God was going to fulfill his word.
但是这些应许呢是无条件的，所以这个不取决于亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各他们的作为怎么样，他们的这个是不是成功还是失败，无论怎样神都会让他的这个无条件的应许实现的。
Now, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they really wanted those promises. They believed God, but it was the way in which they went about it that was wrong.
但是呢要提出的一点就是亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各呢，他们是真的相信神的，他们也特别想要这些应许，只是他们使用的方法不对。
But there's another failure, and that was that they tended to always want to leave the land when things got bad.
那还有一个他们的失败的地方是什么呢？就是他们总是当情况 不妙的时候，情况变得不好的时候呢，他们总是倾向于要离开这块地方。
For example, Abraham left the land in Genesis 12, and he got himself into a lot of trouble. There he brought Hagar back from Egypt.
那比如说在创世纪的十二章的时候呢，亚伯拉罕就去了埃及，然后他在埃及呢，就是去了这趟埃及呢，导致后面很多后续的麻烦，比如说夏甲就是从这次下埃及以后带回来的。
Isaac was almost went, but the Lord warned him not to go.
那以撒呢，本来马上就要去了，但是是神警告他们不要，警告他不要去，他才不去的。
Then later, Jacob did leave the land because of his deceitfulness, his sin.
那后来雅各呢，的确离开了这片土地，因为他的罪，他欺骗了他的父亲，所以他不得不离开。
And then the sons of Israel, the 12 sons, the brothers of Joseph, they sold him to the Ishmaelites who carried Joseph down into Egypt.
然后我们再看呢，那个雅各的这个儿子们呢，就是约瑟的兄弟们，他把约瑟给卖了，卖他到埃及去当了奴隶。
And later they would all go down into Egypt.
那后来呢，他们是所有的人都去了埃及。
And they left the land that God had promised them.
那就这样，他们就都离开了神应许给他们的这块土地。
And then God had to, because of their failure, God had to bring them into judgment.
那正因为他们的这个失败呢，所以神也要让他们经受审判。
The Egyptian bondage.
那就是在埃及被奴役。
After the famine had ended, they should have come back to the land of Canaan, but they stayed.
那本来在那个七年的这个饥荒结束了以后呢，他们应该回到迦南地的，但是他们选择继续留在了埃及。
And they were oppressed by the Egyptians.
然后他们就被埃及人压制了，奴役了。
And they had to suffer through the plagues of Egypt.
而且在埃及的实灾当中啊，他们也要受苦，也要经过这实灾的。
But it was through those plagues that the children of Israel began to cry out to the Lord.
但是正是因为这样的灾难呢，所以以色列人他们开始向神呼求。
Turn to Exodus chapter 2.
我们看出埃及记的二章。
in chapter 2 and verse 23.
二章二十三节。
Now it happened in the process of time that the king of Egypt died. Then the children of Israel groaned because of the bondage, and they cried out, and their cry came up to God because of their bondage. So God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God acknowledged them.
过了多年，埃及王死了，以色列人因做苦工就叹息哀求，他们的哀声达于神，神听见他们的哀声，就纪念他与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立的约。神看顾以色列人，也知道他们的苦情。
In spite of their disobedience, they had grown to be a mighty nation in the land of Egypt.
那尽管他们是悖逆的，但是呢，他们却在埃及呢，逐渐发展成了一个大族。
But they were in bondage and slavery.
但是呢，他们却是在奴役的捆绑当中的。
As a judgment of God.
那这种被奴役呢，是来自神的审判。
But God was preserving the seed again among the children of Israel.
那神再一次呢，保守了他的这个后裔的这个血脉啊，就是在以色列这个民族当中。
And no doubt Satan was behind this oppression of God's people.
当然毫无疑问呢，就是在压迫神的子民的这个事情的背后呢，都是有撒旦的力量的。
And the Egyptians wanted to exterminate all the male children, to kill all the male children.
比如说埃及人呢，甚至要把以色列人的所有的男孩子都给杀了。
Satan has always gone after the seed of the woman.
所以这个撒旦呢，一直都是在想要灭尽这个女人的这个后裔的。
But God looked on his people, and he acknowledged them, it says.
但是这里面说，神看顾以色列人，也知道他们的苦情。
And turn to Exodus chapter 12. There we find the grace of God.
我们再看出埃及记的十二章，在这一章里我们就看见了神的恩典。
The grace of God comes in through a sacrifice.
那神的恩典呢，也是借着献祭进来。
And he redeems them out of Egypt.
他把他们从埃及赎出来。
By the blood of a lamb.
借着羔羊的血把他们赎出来。
And then he delivers them through the Red Sea. He delivers them from the power of the enemy.
然后他们神又把他们从这个红海当中救出来，把他们从这个追兵当中救出来。
And in grace, he brings them to himself in the wilderness.
然后因着神的恩典呢，他把以色列人带到旷野归给自己。
And so the story ends with a redeemed people freed from slavery and brought to God himself, a nation.
所以这个故事就结束在一个新的一个得了自由的民族啊，完全归给神的这样一个民族。
Next week there will be a new beginning.
下个星期呢，我们就会看到一个新的开始。
Previous to this, they were not a nation, but then they're going to be a nation. God is going to give them a constitution, His laws. He's going to give them their constitution.He's going to give them a land. They're going to go into their promised land, and they will become the head of the nations.
那在此之前呢，以色列人都还不是一个国家，但是从此从这个出了埃及以后呢，他们要成为一个真正的国家了。神会在旷野颁布律法，那就是这个国家的宪法，而且神会赐给他们一片土地，他们会进到这片土地里去，而且成为万国之首。
The great takeaway for tonight is that God, when God promises something, He will perform what He says.
那我们从今天的这个课里面学到的重要的一点就是，当神应许了一些什么事情的时候呢，他就一定会实现的。
So until next week, the Lord bless you.
好，那我们就下星期再继续讲。愿主祝福大家。
Thank you. Harold,
Amen. Thank you, Eric.
谢谢大家，谢谢 Eric.
So Eric has made a wonderful conclusion for us. That is that all through that particular dispensation of promise, we learned one great truth. And that is when God promises, he keeps his promise.
所以刚才 Eric 最后做了一个很好的总结啊，就是整个应许这个时代啊，这个时代教给我们的一个重要的道理，就是当神承诺的时候呢，他一定会持守他的承诺的，一定会应验。
And it's true that God did not promise us the land.
那当然神没有应许给我们这个这片土地。
But the Lord Jesus promised, he said,He who believes in me will have everlasting life.
但是主耶稣基督给了我们一个应许，他说，凡相信我的人就有永生。
That's a pretty dramatic promise.
这可是非常奇妙的的应许啊。
Why would you dare believe a promise like that?
那你怎么能够敢于不相信这样的一个应许呢？
Because God has promised all his, sorry, God has fulfilled his promises to Abraham and to Isaac and Jacob, and he's not going to be a liar to you and me.
我刚说错了，就是你怎么能够相信这样一个奇妙的应许呢？那原因就是神给亚伯拉罕的应许，给雅各的应许，给以撒的应许呢，他都会实现的，所以神不是一个说谎的人，他给我们的应许也一定会实现。
And there's a land on the eastern side of the Mediterranean Sea today, and it's called Israel. And it's there because God has been fulfilling his promises. He will give eternal life to all of us who trust him. We say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
那今天呢，在在地中海的东岸呢，有一块地方，这个地方这个国家的名字叫以色列。之所以这个国家存在在那里呢，完全是因为神给亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各的应许。那神承诺了这个，信守了他的诺言，所以我们也会因为神信守他的诺言而得到永生的。所以我们为此说哈利路亚，赞美神。
Well, let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you that you are the God of promises.
主，我们感谢你，你是一个应许的神。
We thank you that the Bible says God cannot lie.
我们也感谢你，圣经说神不会撒谎。
And we thank you that those of us who put our trust in him have found that he does not lie.
而且我们这些已经信靠他的人真的发现他不撒谎。
And so our hearts are filled with praise and thankfulness this evening. We rejoice.In the promises of God.
所以我们今天晚上心里充满了赞美和感谢，我们也以神的应许为乐。
So thanks for bringing us together this evening. We pray that you will bless us and bring us again together as tonight next week.
主，谢谢你今天把我们带来，也求你祝福我们每一个人，也下周再次把我们带回来。
And we ask these things now in Jesus' name, giving thanks.
我们现在，我们这样的祈求和感谢是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
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 Amen.